I like your style, dude.
America is an irradiated wasteland. Within it lies a city. Outside the boundary walls, a desert. The cursed earth. Inside the walls, the cursed city. Stretching from Boston to Washington, D.C. An unbroken concrete landscape. 800 million people living in the ruin of the old world and the megastructures of the new one. Megablocks, mega highways, mega city one. Convulsing, choking. Breaking under its own weight. Citizens in fear of the street. The gun. The gang. Only one thing fighting for order in the chaos. The men and women of the Hall of Justice. Juries, executioners, judges, we'll be right back.
here my whole life. Probably come to die in this town. Live here my whole life. Never anything to do in this town. Live here my whole life. Never anything to do in this town. Live here my whole life. Probably learn to die in this town. Live here my whole life. Nothing to do. Sit around at home. Sit around at home. Stare at the walls. Stare at each other and wait till we die. Stare at each other. Wait till we die. Probably come to die in this town. Live here my whole life. There's kerosene around. Something to do. Kerosene around. She's something to do. It's kerosene around. She's something to do. It's kerosene around. We'll find something to do. It's kerosene around. She's something to do. It's kerosene around. Set me on fire.
Fire! Kerosene! Set me on fire! hello and welcome there to Groove on the Wireless. I think we're up to show number 20 at this stage, and that was quite a noisy blighter of a start to the show, because really what happened there was I decided I'd start off with a sample from the latest film of Judge Dredd, the movie, the story that came in 2000 AD, and I noticed that I could do that, and then I wanted to kind of construct my own soundtrack, and that basically meant that I followed it with three pretty noisy tracks to begin with, starting off with a band called Salem and King Knight. And I already saw that that music used for the footage to a riot in the G20 summit in Toronto, so that got me thinking. And then we followed that up with Kerosene by Big Black. And that's a track that I think summarizes the dead hand of boredom that grips you when you're a teenager living in a town where nothing happens and you just want to set fire to things. I think that's a pretty good, damn accurate description of what goes on there. And then finally, we finished it with Two Lone Swordsmen and The Lurch, which is from, I think, Double Gone Chapel or Way Down Chapel or something like that. An album they released, way back when, 8 years ago, I think now. So there you go. So after something like that, I think what we deserve is a little complete change of pace. So we're going to drop all the way down through the gears. And the next piece you're going to hear is a beautiful piece, which is called Foliage, and it's just a little simple piece for piano, and then let's see where we go from there.
Don't let them front you, they're saying you can't move. Without them, fuck them, I tell them this ain't new. We've been some hustlers since it began, dude. ain't gonna be tripping over some bitch ass dude. They so vain, I tell them this ain't you. You kick it sensitive, but this shit ain't true. These niggas can't do nothing that I can't do, that she can't do, that he can't do, that you can't do, that we can't do. Man, I had a dream and then the shit came true. And nigga, if I did it, I think you can too. These niggas can't do nothing that I can't do, that she can't do, that he can't do, that you can't do, that we can't do. Man, I had a dream and then the shit came true. These niggas can't do nothing that I can't do.
If you ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you do is start to sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. Got that rhythm, give it everything you got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Terrible disgrace, like he's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, yeah, you may grow up to be a pig. You dig? Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Oh, would you rather be a fish?
Hush, puppy, what do you know about fish?
Well, I'll tell you, old Sherry. A fish can't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish.
And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you.
You can be better than you are.
I'll take it, Wing Ding.
You could be swinging on a star.
La, 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 la.
And everything has calmed down immensely now, thanks to that. We started off that whole thing with something on the piano, and we finished it with something on the piano. So the last track, Working Backwards, was by a gentleman called The Caretaker, and I found that on a compilation composed by a muso known as Kean, who works out in Maynooth, University of Maynooth. So if you know a Kean out there who's working, you should, and you listen to this show, you should go up and say, are you the Kean who's really into that kind of music stuff? Who's a proper committed muso, so to speak? Because the Caretaker track was beautiful, and it was. It's called Everything is on the Point of Decline, open brackets again. And before that, we had Swinging on a Star. And I'm not really sure who the artist in question is. I have an inkling that it might be somebody singing with her puppets. And I've put that name in there in the track listing. So you should be able to, if you want to investigate that further. And then before that, we had something else to do with stars. I think that was what the link was. No. It was about swinging. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. And that's by the Mills Brothers. And I think that came from a compilation CD of Art Deco music. And before that was the start of the whole piano thing, which was the piano started off with Foliage. And that's by Enrico Colli. Collegioni. Anyway, instead of me murdering the names of these fair-minded people, maybe it would be better if you just read the track listing, and then it would save me the bother. But I suppose that's part of the entertainment. It's all pretty quiet here in Groovetown Studios. The fire is crackling away. My black cat is staring mournfully out at the back deck and wants to get out there. And I think what we're going to do next is we're going to continue with some music from Fortet, but it's been beautifully remixed by a gentleman called Jamie XX. So, and we're only halfway through the show. Isn't that exciting? So, still a whole half hour to go on Groove on the Wireless. Thank you.
Fire. all of them, or anybody in that community who's expecting to be raided or to be apprehended, to be seized by the police, to be interrogated, to be deported, and so on, they were carrying guns. Was that the explanation for them carrying guns? I don't know. I don't know, I'll tell you right now. I don't know if Sacco and Vanzetti were guilty of this robbery and murder. And the truth is, that's not the issue that interests me the most. Because whether they were guilty or were innocent, there are larger questions involved. And the questions have to do with justice, the nature of justice, and the way justice is meted out in our society. And that the fact that that justice really doesn't have a lot to do with whether people are innocent or guilty of a particular crime, and has a lot more to do with who people are, what they represent, what they do in their lives, and what threats they pose, not to this individual or that individual, but what threats they pose to the existing societal structure. And it was assumed that the anarchists posed a threat to the existing social structure in the United States. And when they were picked up, police interrogation, the record of the police interrogation, does not suggest that the police were most concerned about whether they had committed the robbery and murder. But here are the questions from the police interrogation. Police to Sacco. Are you a citizen? Sacco, no. Police, are you a communist? Sacco, no. Anarchist? Sacco, no. He's lying. Now, why somebody should lie to the police is beyond me.
Back to earn your pay and don't think.
Yes, and that goes on and on, and that's Joe Strummer with Bank Robber Dub. And before that we heard the dulcet tones of Howard Zinn talking to us a little bit about the story of Sacco and Vanzetti, and about how justice was dispensed and probably still is dispensed. We all know that it really is about who you are, not anything else. So that's why we have Sean Fitzpatrick still playing four ball golf down in the K Club, but we have a lot of other people sitting behind bars. So you know how it works. And before that we had, I think, Beacon Blues from Two Lone Swordsmen, so we had two tracks for them tonight. And we started it all off with Fortet and a remix by Jamie XX. So that's pretty much it for this week. I think we might have had a different track, another track in the middle of that. Oh yeah, we had something called Lucky Cat by a guy called Ultra Demon, that was downloaded from Accelerate or XLR8R. It's tech speak for music and culture apparently, so check that out. You've been listening to Groovin' the Wireless, and we're going to finish up with a little ditty by Woody Guthrie going all the way back, and this is Mean Talkin' Blues, and this is what happens if you ever scab on a strike. So the old question remains, which side are you on? And you better make sure you're on the right side, and the right side being the left side. Are you confused? Well, I'll draw you a diagram if you need. Just email me in and I'll send it back to you in the post. Very old school. Woody, take it away.
I'm the meanest man that ever had a brain. All I scattered is aches and pains. Carbolic acid and a poison face, and I stand flat-footed in favor of crime and disgrace. If I ever done a good deed, I'm sorry of it. I'm mean in the east and mean in the west, mean to the people that I like the best. I go around and cause a lot of accidents, and I push folks down and I cause train wrecks. I'm a big disaster, just going somewheres to happen. I'm an organized famine, studying how I can be a little bit meaner. I'm still a whole lot too good to suit myself. Just mean. I ride around on the subway trains, laughing at the tight shoes dealing you pain. And I laugh when the car shakes from side to side. I laugh my loudest when other people cry. Can't help it. I was born good, I guess, just like you or anybody else, but then I just turned off mean. I hate everybody that don't think like me, and I'd rather see you dead than ever see you free. I'd rather see you starve to death than see you at work, and I'm reading all the books I can to learn how to hurt. Deal you misery, spread diseases, keep you without no vote, keep you without no union. Well, I hurt when I see you getting along so well. I'd 10 times rather see you in the fires of hell. I can't stand to fix see you there all fixed up in that house of nice. I'd rather keep you in that rotten hole with the bugs and the lice and the roaches and the termites and the sand fleas and the tater bugs and the grub worms and the stingarees and the vinegarones and the translers and the spiders, childs of the earth and the ticks and the blowflies. These is all of my little angels that go around helping me to do the best parts of my meanness. And mosquitoes. Well, I used to be a pretty fairly nice feller till I turned a scab and then I turned off yeller. Fought every union with teeth and toenail and I sprouted a 6-inch stinger right in the middle of the tail and I growed horns. And then I cut them off. I wanted to fool you. I hated union everywhere, cause God likes unions and I hate God. Well, if I can get the fat to hating the lean, that tickled me more than anything I've seen. Then get the colors to fight in one another, and friend against friend, and brother and sister against brother. That'll be just it. Everybody's brains are boiling in turpentine, and their teeth falling out all up and down the streets. That'll just suit me fine. I hate everything that's union, and I hate everything that's organized, and I hate everything that's planned, and I love to hate, and I hate to love. I'm mean, I'm just mean.
Okay, folks, show's over. Nothing to see here.